Let's just get into it. And boom. What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome back, goddammit, to another edition of Tell Me a Joke, the Guideline of Chasing the Dream. I'm your host, the Maniacal Menace, Kyle Smith. Hit a whole thing like a pimp named Slickback. And today, I'm so grateful to have her. I'm glad that she was able to make it out today. The heavy hitter, the poet spitter herself with the fresh dew came out. I hope I don't sweat it out today. We're going to be quick because you look immaculate. So
it's okay. I do my own hair, so it's cool.
Yeah. How you been?
I've been great. Oh, I have been great.
It's good to see you. It's good too. Yeah.
Always good to see you.
So I'm always curious about other poets, especially when I see somebody that stands out in the scene. So, like, how long have you been doing poetry for?
Almost 3 years.
Only a short time.
I've been writing for a long time, but I only been performing like almost 3 years.
Wow.
I think it's been 3 years.
Wow. Wow. So where did your inspiration come from?
Everything around me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I've always just written about, you know, everything I go through, everything I see. Mm-hmm. I just write about it. So, you know, like, journaling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, one day I just, because I used to perform in high school, like UIL poetry. But, you know, that's...
What's UIL?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Like, I don't remember. That's what it was called. Like, you know, like, because I was in theater arts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So we used to perform, you know, and compete with poetry.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it was always other people's poetry.
Yeah.
You know, but my main inspiration to be a poet, my mom is one of the dopest poets I know.
Oh, yeah?
But she never performed.
Yeah. Do you ever try to encourage her to get on stage or to ever perform any of her pieces?
No.
No?
No. No. Just because, like, my mom is, she's just not a people's person.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, nah.
Ah, I feel that. I feel that. Yeah. So what did your mom think about, like, you in performing? Has she seen you perform yet?
Yeah. Well, she hasn't seen me perform in person, but, you know.
Oh, really?
She watches the videos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you got one of those mamas that's like, look at my baby. Like, she goes everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Like, well, not everywhere, like, but she's just very proud, you know, because she's known, like, my passion for poetry.
Yeah.
All my life, and so to just see me step out of my comfort zone, because I'm also, you know, I know it looks like I'm a people person, but I really don't like people.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I love people, but I don't like people.
I like to be secluded. Like, I like to go ahead. Like, once I deal with dispersing my energy into the world, I like to go back in my hidey hole, you know?
Like, no, seriously, like, when I first was introduced to the poetry scene, I would just sit all the way in the back. You know, I speak, but
You wanted a cool cat, though. You wanted a cool. So it just seems like that's right. That fits your persona. Like, you seem like the person that, like, everybody comes in, acknowledges, kind of like a kiss the ring situation.
It's crazy, though. Like, Mr. Composition calls it the Dreka effect.
Ah!
He says it's the Dreka
effect. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Like, and I asked him to explain it to me. Like, what do you mean? But that's kind of what he says. Like, you know, when you just walk into a building, you know, not that I demand the attention, but, you know, the attention is directed to me, and everybody really does acknowledge me, you know, and I love, because I love everybody, and everybody love me. So I'm just like, I love that.
When you, growing up, did you understand that your life was going to take this direction?
No.
Nah.
Not at all. You know, because growing up, you know, I was bad as hell.
Yeah.
I was bad as hell. I terrorized all my teachers.
Yeah.
And you know, one of my teachers always told me, you ain't gonna amount to nothing, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, when people speak that into a child for a long time, you know, they start to believe that.
Yeah.
So it's like, for a while, I really believed it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've growing older, I've always, it was always positive on my end. So it never, like, it seems like I have the opposite effect of things. Like, things ain't gonna work out for me because it's been too positive.
Right.
I'm like, ain't nobody shot me down yet. I ain't had nobody shit on me. I rarely have any haters. I'm like, what's going on?
You're
like,
yeah.
It's just, you know, but I do give out the energy to where I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
But it seems like if it doesn't ever happen, then nothing's gonna happen with me, like, since I haven't been through a struggle.
Yeah.
But although time is a struggle, so
my goodness.
Yes.
Time is definitely a struggle.
I definitely to sit down and actually fathom how this was supposed to turn out, how this is turning out, it hurts my head, because it's we do something that's of the unknown.
Right.
But, like, we continue to put ourselves through the struggle just because we love it. And it's like, yeah.
Trust in the process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What gets you through it?
My family. Just, and the encouragement of others, you know, because, like, when I first started even doing poetry, like, I was like, I regretted it at first.
Really?
Like, ooh, I just want to go back to being a consumer. Like, I just want to be an audience member. Like, that's how I felt about it at first.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but then, you know, the turnout of the embrace, because the people that I expected to embrace me as a poet,
yeah,
they didn't necessarily embrace me.
Yeah.
And so the acceptance that I was seeking from certain people, I didn't get it. So it was discouraging.
Yeah.
So that's why I make myself, you know, just open to new poets.
Mm-hmm.
And I support new poets. And that's really a part of what Poet Now Loading is, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, I make it my destiny and my duty.
Yeah.
To make sure that, you know, we embrace the new people, because who's going to have a voice after us if we don't?
Right.
Everything is in a competition. And a lot of people see new poets as competition.
Yeah.
And they have a voice just like you do. They have a story to tell just as well as you do.
Right.
You know, so it's like, you know, embrace them.
That's a hell of a message right there. Embrace. Yeah. The difference between this poetry scene and the comedy scene, like, with the comedy scene, it's like everything, like, people don't understand that message at all.
Yeah.
Like, it's always going to be competition because somebody wants to be where the other person is at.
Yeah.
But when it comes to this poetry scene, it seems like they get it more than anything, just because, like, they're more of a thoughtful bunch.
Right.
Just because we understand where things can go, because the poetry scene, it is booming out here. Like,
Indeed. It is. I love it here.
The pop off is ridiculous. It's like I'm back in a comedy scene that's just starting to, like, flourish, but it's with poetry. Like, you can damn near get or go up and do poetry any day of the week. And they also infuse it with comedy. So, like, the two are merging, so it can be something like that's well known. But in Houston, oh my God, Houston is goddamn killing it when it comes to it.
Houston is
a great community.
The place to be.
It is a great
It's the place
community.
To be for poetry, for just the arts.
Yes.
Like, the culture of poetry here is just it's just immaculate. Like,
yeah.
You know, and I'm not tooting our own horn, but I am.
That toot that thing.
You know.
Toot that thing.
Toot toot.
Toot toot. The little engine that could.
You know.
Major pain, that motherfucker. I definitely I felt welcomed as soon as I got here, just because, like, being different in a scene to where it's not something from the norm that people normally see.
Yeah.
So it's just like, how am I going to be accepted when I cross over here? Like, because I do feel like a gesture coming from the other side, like a wolf in sheep's clothing. Like, let me sneak into this little community and see what's going on.
So,
you know?
What's going on over there? Yeah.
I'm out here on the prowl and just to get some stage time. So, but, like, being in it for so long now, like, it feels like, oh, this is what I should have done always. Like,
It's like once you get used to it, you know, like, for me, the stage just feels like home, you know, and they say there's no place like home. So it's like, once you get used to it, you know, and you just shut out just the negativity, you know, mm-hmm. that can come along with any type of, you know what I'm saying, thing that you decide to do, right? It's always going to be somebody being negative on the side, you know. And so it's like once you block out the negativity, it just feels like it's the place to be, you know. The stage is where it's at, you know.
I feel so comfortable. How nervous do you get before you get on the stage?
Oh, man. Listen, I am always nervous. Like it's not a day that, like, I'm always nervous. Like, my knees are always buckling.
Yeah.
Like, and y'all don't get to looking at my knees. But
I think we got a better shot to where we're just chest height.
Nah, I'm just saying, when y'all see this, the next time y'all see me perform, don't stare at my knees. But
knee stare.
But yeah, I always tell Courtney, I be like, oh, I was shaking like a hoe in church.
I got the shivers because I didn't pray before,
man,
I came in
it's
today.
Just, yeah, I'm always nervous. But I don't remember the poet that said it to me, but a poet told me, like, the nervousness just means that you care.
Yeah, yeah. And, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and you know, and it, I get nervous even more so when people say I'm a vet, because who?
Three years in, vet status already.
Yeah, vet Come on status. Now. That's crazy.
There you go. God.
Yeah, that's
like
crazy.
Most of the people that I've had on here, like, it very, yeah, I was astounded by like, because the level of product that you put out, it seems like you have been doing it for at least 6 to 7, or close to 10 years,
right?
You know, but when you finally ask the question and then you hear it, it's like looking at a black person thinking that they're 23, but they're really like 48, and it's like, oh shit,
yeah,
damn, I didn't know that.
I get that with my age too.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
I get that with my age too. Like I tell people I got grown kids, they be like, girl, go on, like, you know. So, yeah, it's the same thing, you know.
Yeah, I was getting that last night. I was telling everybody how old I was, and people were like, wait, what? You're like way older than me? Not just like regularly older, like way older?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I'm way older than you. It was like, where? How? How does this
exactly.
happen?
Exactly.
I was like, I'm small. I'm a small in stature man, so I don't take up as much air. Yeah.
Big things come in small packages,
yes.
You know.
Just because our feet dangle, it don't mean that we're not preserved in this world.
Come
okay?
on.
we gonna last a long goddamn time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say don't nothing get old but clothes, and even those come back in style. So
even
guess what?
Oh, no. I love it. Yeah, it makes me feel like I was sitting next to my grandma for a second just now.
I know.
Like, yeah, yes, ma'am.
They say I got old, so.
Yeah. I feel that. You know, I felt comfortable just now. Felt swaddled in a shawl, you know. yeah, good times, man. My grandma had sucklefish. Yeah, that's what that reminds me of.
Got that Benjamin Buttons.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We aging in opposite directions.
Right.
I love it. Yeah, no telling like where this leads, but where do you want this to go eventually?
This is what it is now.
You're sticking to it forever. There's no stopping.
Right.
The grind.
Cuz even when I say I'm done
of an artist. Yeah.
So like I just said earlier, I'm really just trusting the process.
Yeah.
You know, of course, you know, we all, you know, hope and pray that our dream, that our talent, you know, takes us somewhere far and takes us somewhere big.
Yeah.
Right. But it's, for me, it's a blessing for somebody in London to even know my name.
Oh, come on.
You know, like, you know me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that in itself is a blessing, you know? And so, like, when we get up and perform, we just never know what moment, right? And it's good that we, you know, we push ourselves to always do our best anytime we hit the stage, because you just never know what moment may be your viral moment.
Yeah. Have you ever ran into somebody randomly in the street and have them repeat one of your pieces to you?
Nah, for real, because nah, it's
like,
just
I goddamn tired of it.
Yeah, no, it just be that, you know, you see somebody and they, especially Tom Hills, they say Tom Hills, you know,
yeah.
Or they, you know, they hit you with the, they hit a song come on and then somebody look at you and be like, no, the fuck you don't. Like, it's just like, oh my God, like, let it go. Like, let it go. But no, I saw a little kid walked up to me and was like, I know you.
Yeah.
I saw you on TikTok. And I was like, oh my God. Like, you know me? But it was cute.
Yeah. The more prominent it will be now because we have much, they have more access to actually see people now, you know, repetitively. You know, I remember back in New Orleans before I left, when I first started working on this comedy poetry shit, like, I had people coming up to me in like a Mervyn's in the shoe section, you know, and just like, girl, where's you going with them eyebrows? And I'm like, oh shit. And then I'm ducking behind clothes. I'm like, nah, nigga, I'm in the hood. Bitch, you know me out here. Don't none of y'all supposed to be knowing me in this area. This is why I'm in the Mervyn's.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that shit, it's startling. It's startling because, you know, you don't. Yeah, because it's something so particular that you know that you've crafted, and it's just like, who else? Only a select few people have seen this. Like,
right.
Who is this much of a fan to where?
But in my case, like, you know, you don't know what it means. Like, and I'm saying for myself, like, I didn't know what it meant to have 1.9 million views.
Yeah.
It's like, that means 1.9 million people
have seen this.
Right? And, and it's like, all my nieces and nephews think I'm famous. They they think I'm famous.
They don't understand what
it is. And they think, you know, with the fame comes some money, and they always requesting some on Cash App. Listen, I ain't got it.
Right.
I ain't made it there yet, but it's coming.
What do you want, fame or notoriety?
Notoriety.
Notoriety. Yeah, I'm not. The more and more I see it, the older I get, I do not want any parts of fame.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, if it comes, sure, I don't mind. I'll take my part, but it seems like a hassle, a burden. I just be wanting to wake up next to my kid.
Yeah,
you know?
Like with the fame, and just the comes just too much. Like, I'm not like. I know I'm a performer and it's
right.
Like, you know, they're going to like, that's weird, but like, I don't really care for the attention.
No.
I want to be a normal person. So it's like, no, with fame, you know, they in your business, you know, and all that. Like, I don't want none of that. I don't, you know, I just want to be a normal person.
Do ask me to show up though. And, do pay me for my services.
Most definitely.
I definitely love that portion.
Yeah, book me.
Of it. Yeah.
Book
please.
Me.
That's all. That's all we asking.
Yeah,
for.
That's it.
You know, if you do enjoy, just, you know, when you see us out and about, say hi, but then, you know, mosey the fuck on. That's all. That's it.
That's it.
Not trying to be rude or nothing.
Right.
You know, we normal. Everybody normal. Everybody normal, you know. I just have a different type of thought process.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be, you know, one of the ones that gotta, you know, shake hands and kiss the babies.
Yeah,
you know?
No. It's how you spread things. I don't want to be kissing your baby.
Right.
Your baby go to daycare? I don't know how that works. I don't know how it works yet. Yeah, if your baby just comes home with diseases because they've been to a daycare, a random daycare.
Crazy thing, once the baby gets a certain age and it builds up like their immunity.
Yeah.
Like the babies are, you know, they can fight off things better than we can.
Oh yeah?
You know?
Oh, that's good to
like,
know.
That's why, like, when you first have a baby, you know how they say the mama can't go out for 6 weeks.
Oh.
Right? It's the mama. It's not the baby. Mm. And they be trying to keep the baby in the house for 6 weeks. It's not the baby. The baby can go outside the next day. The baby is okay, you know, because that's why the baby taking all your nutrients and, you know, everything inside of you. So when they come out, they already protected, you know. So, you know, that's just news y'all can use.
There you go. Doula talk with Justrika. Getting it in there for your everyday life. I love it. Yeah. How do you deal with being a performer and also having little ones?
Well, it's a task.
Okay.
It is a task.
Yes, it is.
And a lot of people say I make it look easy, but it's hard.
Okay, because man, this is a sacrifice to come and still be a part of this right here.
Right.
This is just like, Whew, all right, this is what I got to do today. You know, don't be mad that I got to do this. All right, you got to?
Which is why I don't do nothing last minute.
Yes.
Like, don't hit me up for nothing last minute. Because I literally have to plan out my week. Don't ask me to do nothing last minute.
I'm definitely always a few weeks out before I say anything. And
right.
Then I'll check in within... the time limit that we're about to go ahead and do, just to make sure, because I understand how people are nowadays.
Right.
They're like, yo, please, why didn't you remind me? Was I too far out in the dates? Did you forget that much? Like, I understand the nightlife, you know? it'll consume you. Be careful. Yes. But are you a person that likes to write, or do you prefer to type things out?
I do both.
You do both?
I do both. It's like, because a lot of times, like, I whatever my thought is in that moment, you know, I like to get it out. So if I'm not in a place to write, I'll speak into the speaker of my phone and then, you know, go back and reconstruct.
Have you ever dealt with writer's block?
I deal with writer's block on a daily.
On a daily.
Yeah, on a daily.
I know some people that is like, I've never had writer's block. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, well, I deal with that all the time.
Yeah.
But that writer's block is a good thing.
Yeah.
I think it's a good thing because when you're forcing your pen,
okay,
then your poetry doesn't even come out as good as it could be because you're just forcing yourself to write because somebody else wrote something new.
Oh. That is interesting. Yeah, cuz I always tell myself, like, I can't force this.
Yeah.
This, whenever I do write it, it can't be forced because it's just going to come out spiteful. Like, this, yeah. I'm demanding this to happen, so boom, let me give you some ugly shit. And I'm like, this is not what I want.
Right.
So most of the time, I just have to let it flow when the inspiration hits.
Yeah, just let it flow.
Yeah, I have to be inspired for it.
Right. And sometimes you have to just, like, when you're writing, sometimes you have to put that one away.
Yeah.
And go back to it later.
Yes.
And that's okay. You know, that's not even necessarily writer's block, but life be life and at the same time.
Definitely. So you got to live the life before you're going to write the life. You
Come
know?
On.
You got to. That came out nicely. Like, I like the way that flowed out.
Yeah,
I appreciated
you
that.
Go back
yeah.
for it.
Yeah,
write
yeah,
it out.
Yeah. Be like, oh, you got to live the life before you write the
Come
life.
On.
You know? Yes. Yeah. That's because there's no inspiration if you ain't doing shit. You're sitting there, what you pulling from.
Right.
You know, you can go in the K-hole and try to pull from the universe, but then what you saying when
right.
you're writing it down. So, yeah, I definitely get out there to go ahead and experience something.
Yeah.
Like, I try the most, at least, you know.
Yeah,
How do you know, like, when you've done with a poem? Like, how do you know when the length is right? When you're like, yeah, this is, okay, I can put this one away. And then work on this next. Like, how
so,
do you...
So my response may be funny, but I'm dead ass serious.
I appreciate funny responses.
And, like, I believe because I'm short.
There it is. Choked on it. Choked on it. All right.
No, Diddy. No, I believe...
I got my first No Diddy appreciation on
oh
the podcast.
God. I believe.
That was quick. That was really quick, Drew.
I know. I'm rapid response. No, but I truly believe that because I'm short.
Yeah.
I can't write, you know, long pieces. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not even a part of my demeanor. You expect me to write a lengthy piece. When I'm not even lengthy, my goddamn self.
Hey, come on now.
Like, come on now.
Yeah,
like, all my poems are short and to the point.
I've only got so much energy in me. And this is the capacity of what y'all like to listen to anyway.
Exactly.
So might as well just keep it within the bracket and expel all my energy within this time frame. Because anything else is too long. And I know that y'all have lost interest.
Right.
And
they stop listening after 2 minutes.
Yes.
Like, they stop listening.
Yeah.
They get the fiddling in their phone, scrolling through Instagram, all that. So I'm going to give them what they need.
Yeah, you
in
take
120
this.
Seconds.
There you go. This is all I got. Some hot fire. Dylon. God damn it.
Yeah.
That, like, being on stage, like, what does the energy feel like to you?
It's just a rush. It's just an adrenaline rush.
I've never really tried to explain the energy of what it feels like to be on stage to somebody that's never felt that feeling before.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know. The first time you're on stage is, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh.
That, yes.
It's like I'm about to do all the bowel movements right now.
It's a different feeling, but it's also a great feeling. Like, especially when, you know, when you walk off a stage and people come up to you and say things like, I needed that, or you spoke my mind, or you know what I'm saying? Things like that. It's like, you know, it makes it all worth it. It makes the nerves worth it. It makes, you know, shaking like a hoe in church worth it. It makes it all worth it.
It is a great feeling. Cause you don't expect it to come. You don't assume that that's what's going to come.
Right.
You just wrote this and you wanted to express these feelings.
Right.
And as you express those feelings, that touched somebody else's heart.
Yeah.
And then it's like, Oh, okay, I see what these words is doing.
Right.
These words is powerful.
When they say words are powerful, that is a true thing.
Yes.
That is.
Yeah, it'll break it down. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love that aspect of being able to expound as a poet, you know? So, like that, the writing process. Where do you like to write at?
In my car.
Hey! We got another car writer. We got another car writer. That's amazing. Like so many people have pointed out when I've asked that question. I like to ride my car. I'm like, hey man, that is spot on. We need to have a counter. I need to just go back and see how many people have said in my car. Like in your car with it on, listening to things, or it just in your car, fuck, doors shut, quiet.
Just parked and quiet.
Yeah.
Just parked and quiet. Yeah, or like in the middle of the night, like, you know, I think we all have that, like sometimes our thoughts are just raging and you just gotta get up and get it out.
Yeah. Like,
I love that too. Like I love
you.
I love
enjoy
it.
That?
I do.
It pisses me off, but that's when
sometimes
the best shit
it
comes.
Do because you're like, God damn, it's like, but then you realize like you're not gonna get no sleep until you get up and write it down.
You gotta do it. You gotta
do it. So get up, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I wrote the shit.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, see? That's when the best shit comes.
Yeah.
That's when the best shit, and that's the shit that I don't forget. Usually, I got something and I'm like, it's like, oh, you better write it down right now. And then it disappears. And I'm like, oh man, that was the best shit ever.
Exactly.
I can't believe I lost that.
I hate when it happens.
Oh, I had so many things that's lost in the wind. And that makes me always think about Kanye. I forgot worse shit than you ever thought of. That whole little line. And somebody's gonna correct me. Y'all understand what it is. I know my homie Kamara is probably gonna correct me. But that line right there, you know, I've lost worse shit more than you ever thought of. So some shit like that. And like that's what I feel like. I'm like, oh man, there's gems that have been just lost in the wind because I didn't write them down fast enough.
I hate when I lose a thought.
Yeah.
And then I'm reminded of the thought when I hear somebody else's poem. Because you telling me it went in the wind and popped in somebody else's head.
Somebody else's head.
Like, damn. But yeah, that's all ideas are. You know, it's a thought that was in the wind.
Like, oh, you didn't grab
and
it.
And if you don't grab it.
Somebody else got it.
Yep.
Oh, that's a fun way of thinking about it. Yeah. I like that. That makes me want to catch all these thoughts
now.
You
gotta catch them.
Sometimes I can't catch them all. You know,
we short, so we gotta extend.
Yeah, I know. I gotta extend. I jump off of soapboxes to catch my shit sometimes. I wish I could whip like Spider-Man, but apparently I don't have the flipping power in my wrist.
Goodness.
Yeah, I can't grab all of them that I want. Yeah, but good times in the writing process, though. You know, I rarely catch the block of the writers, but there is the block of the writers.
Yeah. I love it.
it really comes, but there is times to where I'm very conflicted on what I'm trying to write,
mm-hmm.
to where sometimes I'm trying to go in one direction, but it just continues to go in this direction. I'm like, I'm not trying to do this. You know, so it means I'm going to have to write something different now because I want forcing it it always veers off to where it's like, nah, let's just play around. And I'm like, nah, no, I want it to be better.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just me fighting with the pen is.
But sometimes, it's crazy. Like, sometimes you got to trust your pen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, your poem may not go in a direction that you initially thought of, but sometimes it goes in a direction of what the people need to hear.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, that's how grandmothers came. Like, I wasn't. Like, I was like, this is ridiculous. Ain't nobody going to care about this. Like, yeah, I sat on that thing for a while.
Yeah.
And I came back to it because I needed something silly. And I was like, well, let's see and what
we
this
love
do.
It. And we
yeah.
love it.
Yeah. That's yeah. one of those. It's like, what? I didn't. Okay. All right. You like that? Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Comedy. And now I have something to live up to.
Yes.
Now I have one of those pieces. It's like, I don't think there's going to be a piece better. I don't know how I could do much better than
right.
that.
Right.
Well, what are you doing in that thought process? Like, how do you feel about that? When you got those pieces, that's just like, damn.
I mean, you want to, like, can y'all forget about
can
it?
Can you?
Like, no,
can
for real, like, get over
bit.
It. Like, I got this poem. Did you hear this one?
Right. Like, yeah, no, you don't want that? That don't work
no,
for you?
No, it's like, no, you know, do Tom Hills.
Like, damn
like,
it.
God, damn, Tom ain't healed you yet? Like,
yeah.
Nah, but I love it, you know,
yeah.
when you have a piece that's a fan favorite or,
yeah.
you know, a poet's favorite, to even have other poets like, that's my favorite piece by you, right? So
right.
I got a new poem that I wrote, and a couple of, like, I only let a few people hear because
yeah.
I'm debuting it at the Hampton Awards.
Hello.
Shameless plug.
Plug
yeah,
it up.
I said that.
Plug it
but
up.
But no,
mm-hmm.
I'm debuting it there. And to hear, you know, people say, nah, I think that's my new favorite poem. I'm like,
hey,
wait, I got another
got
one.
Got a new one.
And
oh,
another one. You know.
Satisfaction. Yes. Hell yeah. I like that when that comes about. Like, because you never know what's about to be the next banger. You just... I write with the hopes that I'm putting these words back into the sequence of, oh, people gonna love it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what that sequence is. Like, it always takes me off guard because I always think it's gonna be this one thing and then this is the other thing. And this is like, well, I was just writing this as trash just to throw it away. But now this is like, that trash, one man's trash is another man's treasure. You know, even
yeah.
my trash be beautiful. And
yeah,
so it's
on.
Just like, God damn. Like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know this was going to make an impactful, like, I didn't know it was going to touch people like this.
Right.
So.
I think in that dynamic, you have to think about, like, what kind of poet are you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a poet for you or are you a poet for the people?
Ooh.
And, like, you know, why do you poet? Like, ask yourself that question when you're writing, like, why do I poet?
Right.
And then, you know, like, the process is easier, you know, when you know why you poet. You know, if you poeting for the snaps and the claps, are you really poeting to save somebody from themselves or to save somebody from what they are going through? Because poetry is ministry.
Oh,
you know, that's just my thought process.
Speaking the words out there. Hello. Come on. I definitely. That's soothing because you don't get that kind of talk when it comes to comedy. You know, like, you know,
everybody is, just trying to be funny.
Yeah,
huh?
Basically, like, I'm going to one up that joke.
Right.
It's like, thank you. Like, I'm going to take that and I'm going to riff it and I'm going to spin on it. And then I'm going to give it back to you. And be like, how you like that?
Uh-oh.
How you like that? I felt that was coming pretty soon. I was like, oh, it's at a real
got
vertical
a,
angle.
Got a little shaky.
Yeah.
Are we live? Oh.
There it is.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Maybe we'll put more of a lean up. There we go. The lean is there. Yeah. So I definitely feel those moments. Like, I was in one of those moments last night. It felt good to perform last night. I performed at a yoga studio last night. It was nice. There people on the floor right here by your feet. You know, one
so
of those
did
moments.
You, did you do commodity
yes.
while they were doing yoga?
No.
Oh,
yeah, see,
okay.
I thought it was going to be that as well. I thought people going to be bent over, bust open while... I'm trying to
yeah,
be in here doing
that's exactly where my mind went.
Shit.
I was about to say, that how
is,
did that go?
That is interesting. Makes me want to write a piece about it. But it was a comedy show at a yoga studio, and it basically turned the yoga studio into like a comedy showcase area.
Oh, okay.
And I did it, like, basically what I do there is I'm incorporating comedy poetry into everywhere I go. Comedy,
I know that's right.
Or poetry. Everybody needs to see it. They need to see what's happening. So, you know, and then I give them grandmothers just because that's the banging and everybody's on my side. It's like, oh, that's silly shit. That I see what when you mash it together, the yeah. silliness of it. Punchlines on days. So that's definitely what I did there. And it was just a good community of laughter. You know, they had a Facebook crowd. Mm. You know, that there's a difference between an Instagram crowd and a
right.
Facebook crowd.
That mean they was older?
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you definitely don't. You get a certain genre of people that are definitely look at some Facebook shit. And
right.
you get an abundance of them.
Right.
Because people on Facebook are empty nesters.
Yeah.
So they all trying to get out and do some shit with their significant other.
That
they got
is
a
crazy.
Pocket full of hymns and they're in fucking two packets of honey. And they're like, hey, we trying to do some disgusting shit. So,
two packets of honey,
yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. Two packets.
Two of them.
Trying to burst that heart. You better calm down, son.
It's just crazy how honey has replaced Viagra, but that's another subject for another day.
Wild, right? Wild.
That's another subject for
another
day.
Over the counter. Go to your nearest corner store gas station.
My goodness.
Yeah, and get you two packs of game diamonds.
He Maybe. Know the name. Yeah. He know the name of it.
Two packs. Two packs of game diamonds, the cigarillos, and then right on the right side, get you two honey packs.
My goodness.
in one of those little shot bottles of Hennessy. And have a good night, sir.
Well, hey, he telling y'all what to do, so y'all
have
like,
a good night,
listen.
Sir. Yeah, just buy two, just because like they don't, you're not supposed to take two. That no telling what that shit is. You got to be careful with fucking gas station pills. It's not a pill, but I'm just saying. I see some people coming on TikTok. It's like, I've had this pill. You better be careful of them gas station dick pills.
All right,
them shit.
Gas station dick pills is crazy.
Them shit's there. Then you don't know what it's doing to your heart. Yeah. You think this might be your last hoorah. So, you know, don't fuck around. So
because they say if you fuck around, you're going to find out.
Yeah, you definitely going to find out. You better do your research. And then your dick might never get hard again. This might be the last one.
Oh, you know? My goodness.
So, you know, hey, I used to dabble. So let everybody know. Be careful.
I'm just done.
Yeah, good
I'm
times,
done.
Though.
Good.
We have fun inspirations that we get to pull from anytime. Like,
right.
How often are you inspired to write something? Like, how quickly can you pull out a piece?
I surprised myself one day. So Poet Now Loading, I think in January we were saying that we want everybody to write like a black piece, and you know, for Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah.
Right. So you know, everybody in the group was, you know, they pen was
it.
On
pen
fire.
Moving. Yeah.
Their pen was on fire, and I was at work, and everybody was calling me, listen to my piece. I got my piece.
Yeah.
Listen to my piece. I was like, damn.
Oh,
like,
that's fun.
You
that's
know?
A fun moment.
And so like literally, like I clocked that. I went to that parking garage. I sat in my car.
Oh, best times. Right
and
there.
I burped
oh, that's
Black
good
Woman
times.
Be Warrior.
Hello.
And,
that's a good
and,
title.
In like 2 hours.
Ooh.
I was like, come on, man.
Ooh.
So, no, my group members inspire me a lot.
Yeah.
Like, all the time. I love them.
That's dope.
Shout out to PNL.
PNL, Poet Now Loaded. Yeah, I have, it's always good to have a team.
Yeah.
Like, I've been preaching this for the longest. Cause I've always said, you know, it's like it basically preaching it just to yell at myself. Cause I don't necessarily have a team,
right?
And nothing like that. I mean, my community is the team, but you know, when it comes to doing shit like this, there's nobody. And I, like, luckily I got the flip screen just
right.
so I keep an eye
on yourself,
on everything, right? Yeah,
that's
I gotta
the only
make
way you
sure.
can watch what you say.
Yeah, yeah.
No, okay,
boom,
come on,
punch galore. I love it. Tell me a joke. The spontaneousness of it. That's what we need. That's how it works. You know, but yeah, I just like there's no, you know, there's they say there's no I in team, and it's like, yeah, I know, but God damn it, I'm trying to turn that I into an E somehow. So
it's crazy though. If you write down team, right? You know how they write the little outline.
Yeah.
Letters.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's an I and an E. I'm just saying, do it and see.
Huh.
It's an I and T. Mm. I found it.
Uh-huh.
And no, I don't be high because I don't even smoke. But I found it, you know.
I've been blessed to actually finally be off probation and get back to the ganja, the gander of the ganja.
Come on, you know,
which has been nice. It's been soothing. I forgot how good music can sound from time to time when you're not listening to the radio anymore. How pissed off are you about what the radio plays all the time?
I don't even listen to the radio.
Oh, good.
I barely listen to the radio. And crazy thing, I don't watch TV. My TV stay on the news.
On the news. That is sad.
My TV stays on the news. Uh-huh. Like, the news or sports. That's what my TV is on.
Okay.
If it's a show that's trending, I might tap in. But if it don't catch my attention immediately, I'm back to the news and sports.
Yeah, I can't. My dad and them, they watch. Well, basically, my stepmom, she watches the news religiously.
Yeah.
And then every time I come over, it's always something sad to hear. And I'm like, I'm trying to be positive. It is difficult to be positive when somebody's always dying. There's a lot of people dying, but goddamn.
Leroy always be saying, baby, what happened? Like, what's going on? Like, he just know I know, but nah, like, I watch the news. But lately, for real, I'm a little traumatized. So sometimes, like, lately, my TV been on mute, you know? Like,
hello.
Because I had my little sister was murdered a couple of weeks ago. My goodness, how many times did they play that clip?
Oh shit.
How many times did they play it? I was just over it.
That's a bad time to watch.
I was so over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was so over it. So it was just like I don't want to watch the news. So now I keep it on the channel, but I have my TV on mute.
Yeah.
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 So if something go across that I think I need to know, I unmute.
Right. You can read the bottom and see what the review is.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, pop in when you want to.
Yeah. Put the closed captions on. So
Yeah. Give me the captions. I'll take these. I don't mind reading right now. I'm not a fan of reading, but in this case.
Yeah.
In this case, I'll get my read on.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, that is always it's interesting to see how people go about the daily situations. Do you have a regular job?
Yeah, I work at MD Anderson.
Okay, what is
it's a cancer hospital. I work around cancer patients.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're around the darkness often.
Yeah. But it's not that dark.
Yeah.
So, fun fact, right? So, my Time Heals piece comes from my sister who died of cancer, right? So, when my sister passed away, like, with caring for her within, you know, the time, you know, with caring for her, I just felt like it was my duty to, you know.
Write that piece.
Not even a piece, but, like, to work around
those
patients to help.
And
you just really don't know. One of my patients knew me.
Yeah?
One of my patients knew me.
From just watching.
She rolled up. I was putting a wristband on. She said, just drink her. I looked at her like,
hold on.
And she said, I got to get you out to Vegas. I was like, yeah, she's from Vegas. And that's the thing. Like, MD Anderson, they care for patients all around the world.
Yeah. I see the commercials.
Yeah, they really, international patients, like, they care for patients everywhere.
Yeah.
And those people, like, literally, they have a hotel connected to the hospital because those people have to stay for months and weeks at a time. So, yeah, but it's a joy. It's not really a dark place. It's really a joy to help those people.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I didn't know about the insights.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always nice when you learn something. It's like, oh, this is okay. Oh, that's enjoyable. That kind of
really
warms your
is.
Heart.
Hear the stories and they talk to you. And then just sometimes you have the same patient for a while. It's heartbreaking when you care for the patients and then they cross over.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking. But then at the same time, to see them go through the stages and come out, you know, victorious of beating cancer, that's also a joy to witness. It's beautiful.
I used to work with my auntie. She used to clean houses. She had a cleaning service.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to always go to basically, like, high maintenance, like money areas.
Yeah.
And so certain the clients that we work for, you know, some of them had house sitters and such. You know, they had the money to where they can have everything they needed, but they also needed like home care,
private care,
and that was when because I worked for her for quite some time, for like years. So you would see people like be at a certain stage and then phase to another stage, then phase to another stage, and then they're gone, and then someone else is in.
Yeah,
those
stages of change is crazy to witness.
Yeah,
like I witnessed my sister go from being her complete self. To like, you know, over a period of time, just turning into like aging, because that's what the chemotherapy and stuff like that, it ages the patients.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh. And it changes them so much. And so to watch her like, you know, just age so fast and to, you know, go downhill and then to like beat it, you know, she came up out of it and then went down again, you know, so it's like. And then, you know, people think that grief starts when the family member dies.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's a reason to work, you know, to that's why it's a joy to be in the hospital, because even with the family, you know, you get to empathize with them, because grief begins when that's a life sentence, when they tell somebody, hey, your family member only has such and such amount of time to live. And so, you know, to have the empathy to reason with these people, because yes, they are upset.
Yeah.
You know, yes, they are angry. Even the patients. My sister turned so mean. She went from being the sweetest person I know to just being just mean.
Yeah.
But, you know, it wasn't until like I got around those patients, I understood, because at first, like with my sister, we used to be like, what is wrong with you? Like, you know, but yeah, it angers them to even know that, you know, one day I won't be here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes they feel like they haven't done everything they were supposed to do. Oh. So yeah, they're angry. So you just got to be patient with those people.
Oh, that was like a mind fuck just now. When you said that, I'm like, oh shit, that is a thought process to have. As you're leaving this earth, it's like, God damn it, I didn't do everything I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
It's like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurt my head.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, that's life, though. That's, you know, things happen in life, and it's like, hey, that'll give you the inspiration to definitely write about something. I'm one of those people that, you know, I like to take from certain things, especially when it comes to be traumatic. I've been trying to flip the trauma into something silly.
Yeah.
And so I do like to find inspiration in the lesser things in life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Most definitely. And I think another reason why I'm so comfortable with, you know, the dark place, right? Is because, like, since I was a child, I don't know. And it's not a fascination, but like, since I was a child, like, I wanted to be a mortician.
Oh.
I wanted to be a mortician. Okay. Like, and so that's my end goal. Like, it's really not poetry. I love poetry, but I really have a passion to, you know, to comfort families, you know, on their last moments with their family members, right? Huh. And so to make them beautiful, and to so you can see them as they were in life and not as a corpse. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I went to cosmetology school and all of that just so I can be a mortician.
What?
Yeah, because at one point you needed some cosmetology hours for a year. So,
huh? You don't do the makeup. That is
no. I want to do everything.
You want to do everything?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Take the embalming and all that.
Yeah. I want to do everything. I don't want to start off embalming, but yeah, like the dressing.
Don't throw me into the wolves just
dressing
yet.
Dressing them, and it's just the embalming is because of the chemicals, like, you know. But like dressing them, you know, all of that. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I did my sister hair, makeup, everything.
Oh, get the
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So the mental strength you would have to have. To do that, like to be able to, like, where the there was no breakdown feeling.
No. So that? Because, you know, once they told her she had 6 months to live.
I hyperventilate when I think about this.
No, not at all. Like that, but she wasn't my first. She wasn't my first. You know, she wasn't my first one.
Yeah.
But Like when my sister, when they told her she had 6 months to live, and you know, we have to sign papers that say that they understand and you know, stuff like that, right? So I had a wig on, we at the hospital, and she was just sitting there looking at me and she said, "Take that wig off and let me see it." And I took the wig off and gave it to her. She put the wig on. She looked at me. She said, "Don't you let them put no goddamn wig on my head. You better do my hair and do it right."
Yeah.
Right. And so, and she didn't. She didn't wear makeup. My sister was beautiful, so she didn't. She didn't wear makeup. She only wore like lip gloss. And so, when I got to the funeral home to do her hair, and she was laying there with her arms folded, that's all I could hear is, "Bitch, you better do my hair and do it right.
Do my hair and do it right."
So, no, I was. It was just a calm, and I talked to her the whole time. I talked shit to her like we always talk shit to each other. So, it was closure for me. You know, it was. I needed
that's
it.
Heartwarming. That needs to be like on a TLC
moment.
Movie or something.
I needed that.
That made my eyes well up. That was nice. I appreciate that. That's what's up. Like I haven't had to deal with death in such a sense like that. I've been around grandmothers and people that you expect to be passing.
Right.
Yeah, I've had a little cousin die, and that one took it out of me. I was like, I thought I was stronger than this. This is these feelings, you know. So I just to be able to hear that you can overcome any thought that I would have to think that, this is nothing. This is just like, boom, you passed on, but I got you still.
My life is a lifetime story. I've been around death and experienced it in many forms. And, you know, it's a strength builder, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hence why the pen is so clear. Whenever you be right,
well,
it's like, you can feel where this comes from. There's so much in there, and it's just
alive.
Like, this is powerful. You know, it makes you, it'll break you down in your seat if you ain't ready for Just Drinker. Okay, that's the name, and so it stands out itself. Like, where did the name come from?
So, the name comes from an argument that I had with Nikki the Kid at 7.
Okay.
So Nikki the Kid, that's my best friend.
Yeah.
7, that's my bro. So when I started performing, you know.
Shout outs.
So when they seen that I was really serious about it, right? So we just standing around at a poetry show and they like, "You need a name. You need a name, you know?" And I was like, "I don't need no name." It was like, "Yeah." Seven's like, "Nigga, who fuck you think you is? Everybody got their name from somewhere." Nikki the Kid, Nikki the Go, you know, like Billy, Billy the Kid, you know, like that or whatever. And I was like, "Yeah, I don't need no name. Just Drinker. It's fine." Like, but I wasn't saying like Just Drinker. I was just saying Drinker by itself.
And
he looked at Nikki and he said, "That go the name.
That go the That's name. It.
Just
Drinker." The origins.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, Just Drinker is fine.
Origin.
Like, yeah.
I love a good origin. Yeah. Most times I don't know where certain things derive from when they come to me in the extravagant ways I try to promote things. It's like, "Nigga, what? You gonna stick with that? I guess I have to now."
Yeah, so I don't want to be nobody but just Drinker. That's it. That's all I want to be.
That's perfect. Nike, Just Do It. It's Just Drinker. That's it. Yeah, nothing else. You know the name.
Hence the logo.
The logo.
And I'm gonna say this on here. That's not a basketball. That's a microphone.
Oh, okay.
So I did not steal.
Let them know.
The logo.
Let them know.
I made it. That's a girl. And that's a microphone.
State and claim on what it is, goddammit.
Exactly.
Yes.
It was inspiration, but I didn't steal it.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Well, you know how we always like to break up the monotony before we go ahead and get out of here. Since this is your first time, you've seen your significant half go through this portion of the game of choices. So now it is your turn,
Just Trigger,
to play the game of choices. That was fun. I pressed the right button that time. It did the roll through, so that's going to be good for the audio.
Goodness.
But to play the game of choices, you got 4 choices and 4 options. Okay, you got to be one, raise one, sell one, have relations with the other one. And your options are mermaid, Mogwai, Mexican, and a manatee. All right, be one, raise one, sell one,
relations with the other.
The fact that I
you knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming, and I didn't even prepare to answer. Oh my goodness. Okay, wait. Cause what's a Mogwai again?
Mogwai Gizmo from Gremlins. Gizmo. Before he get ugly, he's the Gizmo. Cute little fluffy thing.
Okay,
yeah, I can pull up the Googles for you.
So B1.
Dr. Google will show us.
B1.
Yeah, B1. Raise one.
Raise one.
Sell one.
Sell one.
And have relations. And have with relations. The other one. Mm-hmm.
Well.
Yep.
So
there you go. That's your Mogwai right
okay,
there.
Okay, so yeah, B1.
Yeah.
I would be a Mogwai.
You're going to be the Mogwai.
I could be the Mogwai.
Okay.
And because.
Little legs.
I'm cute but vicious. Oh,
okay. Yeah. They, that's.
Rain that on works. My parade and
rain
she can get ugly.
On the parade. You know it because the water. And hey, that's perfect. That's
yeah.
perfect.
Yeah.
That makes me want to kind of be a Mogwai in a sense.
Okay.
I like that one.
Okay, so raise one.
Yeah.
How the hell do you raise a manatee?
In the water. Just keep it in the water and feed it like a big old fish. I would say.
That's less maintenance. Cause
that
it
is
ain't,
less maintenance.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm going to raise
off
that.
The mangroves
yeah, it's nothing,
already.
It's nothing like raising children. It's easy. So
yeah.
I do that.
Yeah, hey, there you go.
I'll do that.
Come on, raise the manatee.
Okay, all raise right. the manatee.
A Mogwai raising the manatee.
Mogwai. And how I'm going to get wet?
You just be careful of the water.
You just got to be careful.
Step back, tell them not to splash as
yeah,
much.
Something. Yeah, something. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Or you can sand the cheeks in and get in the bubble.
That's going to be an ugly situation.
It will.
Okay, and raise one.
Sell one.
Sell one.
Sell one and then relations. Whichever one you want to take.
What I got left?
You got a mermaid and a Mexican. We came down to selling something. What are we selling?
I'm a sailor mermaid.
Okay.
I'm a sailor the mermaid just yeah. because pussycat sails. You know? That's just that.
Pussycat sails.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Catfish, whatever you want to call it. It sails.
Fresh tuna.
Right. It sells. So, you know, I'm going to make some money off of it, you know. And it's going to be more than $40. So, we're going to sell a mermaid. And since I already got a lot of kids, I'm just fuck the mess.
There you go. We're going to blend these kids in here.
Yeah.
Have yes. a whole football team.
Yeah.
Go ahead and take over Spanish football.
And but you know what? Like, if I fuck the Mexican and I have kids, I'm gonna make mm-hmm. even more money because Mexicans work.
Yeah,
that was so racist. I'm so sorry.
But they do work.
But
though.
They work. They ass
they
off.
They do, and they take care of their kids because they be having a lot of them. They're always around.
Right. Right.
They're always around. And being a Mogwai, who knows how that's gonna go? You know. So. He said, damn, I am a Mogwai.
Nah, because, when you said that, I just, I'm going to wait till we cut the camera to say what I was going to say. I was thinking with that.
Yeah, you got to
like,
be careful.
Oh, my God.
Especially if you're going to have those type of children.
When you mix the kids.
Yeah.
And the kids have Mexican, have Mogwai.
Ain't no crossing the border.
They can't even sweat.
Nope, not at all.
Oh, my God.
Yes. That's hilarious. That's it.
Well,
you see what happens when you the cow jumps over the moon.
Yeah,
you know, and
yeah.
the dish ran yeah, away with the goddamn spoon.
So. See, our poets are overthinkers because we just could have just answered the shit and
there's
left
so
it at that.
Ways
we just
that
had to
go.
Overthink the
I
way.
I love
yeah.
it because I never thought that deep about it, and then I was like, oh shit, yeah. What if you do have a mixture of both breeds? It's gonna be very difficult for them to do what they got to do.
Man, you know
that
what?
Water's gonna fuck shit up. It's gonna fuck shit up. Maybe it has a resistant. Maybe it doesn't. You don't get the gene. Not
right.
everybody
and then
gets the gene.
When the Mogwai is wet and the gremlins, don't it multiply or
yes,
something?
Yes.
Oh
exactly.
my goodness.
Exactly.
That is a disaster.
So like these people not even crossing. We just
Ooh.
Staying. We staying over here because we the family members that
no,
can't
no,
get
no.
wet.
No. I just had another thought. So being a Mogwai.
Yes.
and fucking with the Mexican.
Yes.
As soon as I get wet, I'ma multiply. We ain't even gotta do nothing.
Hey.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Wow. And you just
Again, I don't even be high. So
Gizmo wasn't a female Mogwai. So if there's a look at that. Mm-hmm. Look how that works.
Yep.
Look how that works.
Yeah.
What is a Mogwai's reproductive system? It would look like reproductive system.
I'm Googling like it anyway. When I get home. Yeah.
That is nice. That makes you want to think about things like, huh.
Things that make you go,
what if you just wanted to have other regular Mogwai?
Right.
Anyway, what the fuck ever had me think about dumb shit just now? You know, we don't need it. We was about to go on a tangent on some random dumb shit. It's like, hold on, let's keep this one for just...
Oh, my God.
I saw where that was going. Cover your ears, children, all right?
Yeah, just skip that part.
Yes, Drinker, let everybody know where they can follow you at.
Follow me on Instagram at JustDrinker. Just Drinker. Like
just
you can
Drinker.
Spell just and don't spell my name with an E, because that's not me.
No.
D-R-I-C-K-A.
There you go. There you go.
Right?
Yeah. Some people don't know how to spell.
Right. Yeah. And then also follow me at Poet Now Loading. You know, of
there
course. You know, co-founder.
Definitely.
Follow me there. And I got a TikTok now.
Yeah.
I'm still learning it, but I have a TikTok. And it's crazy because whenever I post on TikTok, listen.
Yeah.
What?
It goes wild.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I love
awesome.
It. It's sad to see them go.
Fucking TikTok is something else.
They say they're deleting
it. It's a gift and a curse.
They're deleting it soon.
They have a lot of knowledge on some random shit.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, you thought you had YouTube scholars.
YouTube Academy ain't got nothing on TikTok University.
TikTok, what? Come on. TikTok is like community college. Yo, you're only going to be there for 2 years. You're going to get buku knowledge. Buku knowledge. Ah, I love that. YouTube will be a 4-year. TikTok will be a 2-year community. That's fun to think about. There you go. Skip the game of choices. Think about that for a little bit.
Come on.
Yes. Well, this has been great.
Until
next time, Rika.
Okay.
You know, because this is... I have to do many more of these just because things get hashed out. You talk about certain things. You brought me down to a level to where I wasn't prepared to go to today. And then you brought me back up with silly shit. And it's like, the life I get to live when I get to talk to other like-minded people that are some of my favorite people.
Yes,
so,
indeed.
Until next time, goddammit, this has been Tell Me a Joke, the guideline of chasing your dream. I've been your host, the non-committed Kyle Smith. Say the whole thing like a pimp named Slickback, and keep dreaming, jokers.